That looks like the... Now, I don't know if there's any specific name for it, but it looks to me like it'd be the type of chair you would find in a dining room that would be either occupied by the host, the hostess, or the guest of honor.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any.
Well, we don't know if there's any. Mm-hmm. What about this table here? What do you call it?
A coffee table.
Coffee table. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as opposed to that table there. What's that?
I don't know. Some kind of an anomaly.
Are there any other?
This is like an end table.
Uh-huh.
Like that is very definitely an end table
over here
next to you. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. This, very interesting. I don't know what you would call it. But it would certainly, you know, fall in the category of table. That's about all I can say.
Okay. What do you have any other names for a coffee table that you can think of?
No. But then, well, just saying, like, pieces of furniture that stick in my memory that we have had in our house are things like, of course, the brake front. That it had a built-in secretary.
Mm-hmm.
It did not mean that, you know, you open a drawer and out popped, you know, someone with a steno pad and a dictaphone.
Mm-hmm.
That always seemed unusual to me because my father carried what he called his pocket secretary, which was a little leather folder, which he kept notes and things like that, you know, his do-it list and all of that. And there was a secretary, of course, and the brake front.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was, of course, a secretary that worked for my father.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a great deal of trouble seeing how this one word covered these different concepts when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Of course, there was the sideboards and the round commodes. I'm not talking about the thing in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
But then the semicircular shaped pieces of furniture in the dining room, which were known as the commodes.
Mm-hmm.
And
then the main piece of furniture itself, the dining room.
The dining table.
Yeah, dining table.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. We call it the dining room table.
We often refer to it as the dining room table. I think that possibly we referred to it when I was a kid that way, but then I think more and more you hear people today just refer to it as a dining table.
Dining table. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. You mentioned earlier the wife desk in the service pantry.
Mm-hmm.
Was that actually a white colored desk?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was painted white and it was just referred to as a white desk, but it had sort of a flip top and many, many drawers, like I said, which is just very convenient for just putting things of no value.
Place to keep things.
Huh? Yes, uh-huh.
Well, did you have any particular, other than maybe the basement, you know, but, well, maybe even in the basement, did you have any rooms where you would keep things that you no longer wanted? Things of no value?
Well, we sent all of that to the Maltham House of Michael Delving, actually.
to
the Maltham House of Michael Delving. I'm really pulling your leg. That's in the Lord of the Rings trilogy, that whenever people have something they don't want, but they do not want to throw it away, they call it a Maltham, very much like we call things an antique.
Uh-huh.
You know, or a whatnot, or I can't think of the other.
Yeah.
It's the kind of thing that turns up at rummage sales, if you know what I mean. Well, all of that kind of stuff in the Shire,
mm-hmm.
where the hobbits lived, ended up at the Maltham House at Michael Delving. No, they went into the